When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Views expressed here are not supported by and do not reflect those of the Evening Rush Network. Viewer's discretion is advised.
This is Relationship-ish, where we talk about the cornerstone of every relationship. Connections.
9 p.m.
We're live.
Now. Sex.
And we're having a great time already.
Yourself.
Your family.
Divorce.
Your ex.
Your co-workers.
Your friends.
Your situation.
Your mother.
You name it. Connections. And we always have a great time.
Of course you had to mess
with your
up,
hosts,
right?
Pete and Cash.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush Network.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. How are we doing tonight? This is Relationship-ish with your host, Cash. I'm Cash.
And I'm V. Welcome.
Welcome. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and follow the Evening Rush Network. Download that app. Go to Facebook. Go to YouTube. Go to iHeartRadio. Go to Amazon. Go to Spotify. Go to your mama. Go to your brother. I'm so energetic this week. I'm so happy this week. So follow us. Call in. 929-282-0266. We're here. I'm so excited. It's Thursday night, 8 o'clock. So, V, the question of the day for you. If you could add a word to the dictionary based on
you
your week,
know.
What would it be?
Relationship-ish. That should be in the dictionary.
Oh.
And it should have two different sections. The first section should be relationship-ish. If you're not sure if you're in a relationship, when you're talking, you're like, I don't know. It's relationship-ish. That's one. The second one is connections between everybody. Relationships between brothers, sisters, husbands, wives. That's a different. So it's got two sections. And that's my word for the dictionary. Webster, you listening? Relationship-ish.
Especially since this podcast is about the cornerstone of every relationship.
Yep.
Connections.
So what you got? What's your word, girl?
I think I would add the word because I was experiencing a lot of this today. Shenigity. So
shenigity.
Shenigity. So it's like,
what is it?
Why didn't you do what you needed to do? And you start giving me a whole bunch of lip service. That's some shenigity. Stop. Step up to what you're supposed to be doing. Stop the ignorance and get it together.
Okay.
That's my word. That's the way I'm feeling today.
Okay. You're feeling shenigity.
My eyes were small. You saw that? Could you see them? Are they open?
Well, then you say they're open, but we can't see them now. We can...
Okay. You know, nobody likes this lady. Nobody likes this lady. So it's
how was your
May.
Week?
Oh, it's May.
Mm-hmm.
It's May. So that's this week, I don't like the heat. Mm-hmm. How about my air conditioner was out in the car? I had my son in the back seat and I was sweating. So what did I have 84. To do? I had to drive around the parking lot to keep the air flowing in my car. Just drive. And you know what? You know, because if anybody's ever driven with me, the E on my gas tank means enough. Okay? It doesn't mean it's empty. It means it's enough. And so I was driving around, and I was like, maybe I need to get some gas. Because, you know, you step on the accelerator, and the car goes, I'm like, oh.
Okay. Are you crazy?
Yes. Oh, my
goodness gracious, great. And I know she does it, too.
Yes, E means enough. That's what I'm just saying. I need these words spelled out. Sean says relationship ish and shenigdy. We'll talk about this later, Webster.
You want to do shenigdy?
I don't even know. I just know there's some shenigdy going on here. You need to stop. Okay. How was your week?
My week was good. And, you know, I had a great weekend. I was on the motorcycle for 2 days, just enjoying, you know, going different places. Went to the movies, just enjoying life, you know. And so I had a pretty good week. My asthma was kicking my butt, and I know whoever has asthma and allergies, I know you're dying. I'm with you because I can't breathe at night. I'm just like, I'm nebulizing. I'm, you know, using albuterol. I'm doing everything under the sun, and I am suffering at night. So on Monday, I will go to the doctor, and hopefully we can get this under control, because I have, you know, medications that I take every day to keep it under control. But obviously my body's used to it, or it's just too much going on with the weather, the pollen, the whatever. I can't breathe. So hopefully we will get that done. But other than my health, which should be number one, if you don't feel good, but I feel okay. It's just when it hits me, I really had a really bad asthma attack, and it was not good. And so when it hits you.
Yes. Bring the winter back. Cause you know, I'm all about the cold. If I was going to move to Montana at one point in my life, that's real. I was going to move.
I'm not trying to bring anybody's winter back. No.
Yes.
I don't want to be in the winter. No, I'm sorry, Mr. Sean. I'm not trying to be in the winter. I like the spring, summer, fall. I don't care about my allergies. I'll suffer the consequences. But in the winter, I can't breathe worse. I can't even go out in the winter. So it's not
much. It seems like a personal problem.
Mm-hmm. Whatever.
But it's May, and May is mental health month. So make sure you check on your people. Take the moment. So that's the campaign this year. National Alliance of Mental Health Illness is take the moment. Take a step back. If you need that moment, take it. No one can deny you. All right. So it's May. Let's celebrate that May.
Yes, so, Iris, cold is not fun. Yeah, I'm with you, girl.
I can heat be up in here. You know, we won't talk about it, but heat be going all over.
In the crevices.
And crevices. We don't need that. We don't need that. People don't need to see that.
No, we really don't.
You know, I was asking you about if you could add a word to the dictionary. So let me just tell you, one of the hot topics, one of the things that I'm like, let's have a pause. They added the name Beyonce to the French dictionary.
They
added the word.
And what Beyonce and what does it mean
to the
It doesn't mean Beyonce, does it?
One of 40 notable names
that
both French and foreign being added to, I don't know how to say, because you know I suck at French, Le Rose Illustré. I'm just making that up. Maybe I sound Spanish, which updates in Constance annually, and it's for the queen bee. So Queen Bey, lay down, is one of the notable famous people in our culture today. She's added to the French dictionary.
Okay. So we're adding people to the dictionary now? Okay.
Yeah, it's a notable person.
Yeah, so there's a lot of notable people. I'm like, we are adding them to the dictionary? Okay.
Wait, they created a body deodorant? Girl. And you know, I use that body deodorant. Stop playing.
There's a body deodorant, and for it, you know, takes, but it's good for perspiration and odor. So you need to put that on before you go out in 85 degree weather if you're bothered by it. I am not.
Well, you know what I tell, because I was in dancing school, and my director would give me the major side eye, as Nicole said, major side eye for the Beyonce. Yeah. When children come to the dancing school, you need to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 with the deodorant, people.
Mm.
This is why I don't take the train, because you stand over the people and they holding on. I can't take it. I can't take it.
The thing is, I don't even understand, because you know, if my son goes to the gym and he comes back, I'm like, boy, you need to take a shower. You mean to tell me you go home and no one is speaking on the fact that you do not smell fresh and you need to get in the shower? Because
maybe
I feel like
all do it.
You think? That is gross. But also, people at the dance school, I remember, so you need to take your leotard home. My mom didn't do the laundry, but I know I had to wear my leotard, so I'm like, so this is the issue why we're having this?
Parents, listen up to what you need to do. Okay? They didn't do the laundry. Get in, and I swear this is a true story. Get into the shower with your leotard on. Wash your body like you will wash the leotard like you were washing your body, and then wring it out and hang it up. Parents, let
you could just
kids
wash it
this.
In the sink. Just rent it out in the
sometimes,
sink.
Sometimes.
I would just take it. Sometimes. Look. Or how about you get another leotard? So if one's dirty, you could wear the other one. They're not that expensive. If they were like $50, I'd be like, okay. But they're like between $8 and $15. You could do it. Get two. You could get you two.
Sean Brown is asking me, what am I saying? Sean Brown, this is what happened. Your girl is wearing the leotard. You tell the little girl to get in the shower with a leotard on, wash the leotard like she's washing her body, wring it out, hang it up, it's done. And you didn't even have to do any of the work. And then she doesn't have to be funky the next dancing school day.
Just give the leotard to your mama. Let she knows how to do it. Or your daddy.
Daddy. It should be placed all over when it's hot
after dance school. That's right. Yeah, and including your feet, because some people, when they take off their shoes, I would like to tell you hello. So maybe you need to put deodorant on your feet.
So you know what?
Plus
has
she
me
is
going.
Three, so she can't. She well, usually 3-year-olds are not the people.
No,
with
she
the
has
odor.
Three leotards.
She has three leotards.
Reading is fundamental.
Yeah, I know.
So
we do that. You know I do that.
Let's skip to what has me pausing. So I'm not a big sports person. I'm just not. Like, I'll watch tennis but now my girl is retired. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Let's all give a moment of silence. Serena, we love you. Okay, staying Serena. But I was listening to this, but I wasn't really paying attention until one of the articles came across my my Verizon Galaxy. Then this basketball player, Caitlin Clark. All right, so she's coming out of college. She's going into the draft for the WNBA WNBA league. Okay. And so Ice Cube was like, I'm going to give you $5 million to play 3-on-3. So I was like, I had to stop. And you know my curiosity. I'm like, what's 3-on-3? Because I don't know anything about, I know NBA, but I don't know no 3-on-3. So I looked up, what's this 3-on-3? She would be playing with men, mm-hmm. three men against three men. Well, it'll be her as a woman
and
against two other men with 3-on-3.
I've seen it.
I've seen it before, but I didn't know it was like the whole league. It's like the people who didn't make it to the NBA or like people who are like getting too old for the NBA. And I was like, $5 million, like, why would she want to play 3-on-3 instead of going to the NBA? I'm confused because NBA, you know, you're going to be making money. Why go 3-on-3? I looked it up. She signed a contract for the WNBA, a professional sports team.
Yes.
Professional sports team. She's only making $76,000.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
What?
She's only making $76,000.
Yeah, but
that is like 100% under any man. Like, I had to look it up. The first draft pick for NBA made $10 million.
Right.
Number 30 in the drafts, $2 million. $2 million. How is a woman only making $76,000? And Mark Mason's talking about nobody watches the WNBA. Somebody must be watching the WNBA or they wouldn't be playing in Madison Square Garden selling tickets at the Ticketmaster, because the Ticketmaster isn't selling tickets for free. They have commercials that go on during the WNBA. They have women who are selling sneakers. They have women who are selling Puma and Nikes going on. So tell me how you're signing $76,000. You can make more money.
Can I speak?
Delivering mail. I was so mad at the part where she's making $76,000. My father, who is retired, is making more money than a professional sports team, a woman's sports team. The hell? Hey, diddle diddle, cat in the fiddle, is this even allowed? It is misogyny to its utmost. This is crazy to me. America is supposed to be an equal opportunity, and you're saying that men and women are equal and we don't need any affirmative action, and women make the same salary as men? The hell they do. This is a perfect example of crazy. This is a perfect example of crazy that it is 130 times less than a man. I just had to bring that. I just had to say that. I'm so sorry. I had to bring that up. I was so mad. And this is why I don't do sports.
because this is ridiculous. But it's not that just that in sports. You think about in corporate America, how you have women doing the same job. Same job as a man, and they're getting paid 10 times less. And that was in a company that was reported. We're not going to say allegedly. We're going to say allegedly. Allegedly. Okay. Yeah, name five women basketball players. There's Lisa.
I can't Leslie. Name five male wait, basketball wait. Players. So what does that mean? I can't name the men. So like, doesn't mean anything. You know what I mean? So what if I can't name the man?
Never mind.
Nope, I'm done.
Go ahead.
Nope, I'm finished.
I was just, I'm just really heated that would be. I can't believe that. I just could not. I want to believe it. And Iris is like, they go overseas to play. I'll go overseas too and play. Because $76,000, what? A brand new teacher, fresh out of college, is making $65,000. What the? What? Cash named three facts, Mark. No money in women's sports. And I guess you men make it sure that there's no women in sports. Because you don't support women's sports. So you're talking about me. I don't support sports at all. So what? I'm just confused. If you're into a sport and you like what's going on, why wouldn't you support the sport if it's played by men, if it's played by women? I'm just wondering. If you say you love the sport, ladies support women and women support men. So I'm confused by that.
I've been to ladies support
women. So you're saying that only women can support a woman inside the basketball? So if there weren't women supporting the men in the NBA, do you think that there would be a game? What about when we talk about the Super Bowl? You don't think women aren't there supporting because they're wearing the jersey? My sister-in-law, my whole family has Steelers shirts. So you're saying that only women should support the women and men can't support women? Oh. You know, that's the feminist coming out in me. Because, you know, I don't care about sports. That's saying that only reason that Serena Williams got famous is because women are watching her? When Spike Lee is there. So,
I don't think men's sports are more exciting. I disagree with that.
Who said men's sports is a I had a man tell me he is almost 60 some years old that he could out basketball Caitlin Clark. Please stop. Please stop. That's all I'm gonna say. Because you know I get heated. I didn't read. No disrespect. Although I do agree, WNBA players should get paid more. But it's obvious you don't do sports. And you just don't understand the variables or math.
So she's going to go on again. do you mind if I say something? Because I'm like this. Okay, I can't say anything. Okay, just go ahead, because you can't help it. But I think that the problem that I have with the sports is it carries on to other things. It's not just sports, people. That's what it's not just sports. So it's a lot of private companies, and they say they can pay whatever they want, but they pay women less. It's just not fair. You know what I mean? It's just not fair. And I'm not saying maybe the women basketball is not making as much as the men's basketball, so they are paying less, but they're not making that much less that she gets $76,000. I mean, who's making $76,000 right now? No one is making that kind of money. So you like come on. So you're a mail carrier.
I'm sorry. Women can't compete with men. So you're saying that a 60-year-old man can play basketball than a professional woman basketball player?
I doubt that. First of all, the 60-year-old man can't compete with any woman who's in her 20s. I'm so sorry. It's not gonna happen. In their heads. But not in the reality.
In their heads.
You know, men have different qualities than women. So I'm not trying to say that we are just as strong in every aspect that you are. We're not saying that. But however, we are able to do a lot of things that you guys don't give us credit for. So I'm just, you know, it's not fair.
No, Mark, a 60-year-old man who's retired said that they can beat Caitlin Clark, who's in her prime.
Yeah, he needs to stop. Can't even do cross-country on
okay.
It's just a crossover. It's not only sports, and I feel like it's just not fair. And when you guys say that we can't do the same job, a lot of times we can do the same job. I mean, you know, if you were putting together like a computer, my daughter put her computer together, and if you're a man, you put a computer together. Why, she did the same job as you. So it just, I feel like you guys use your strength as a means to say you deserve more because you're stronger. So that you can't have a baby. So like we're not equal in every sense. So we're not the same. We don't have the same body structure. We're not supposed to. So that should not be a problem for us. That should not be the reason we make less, is because we are just not strong enough. That's only one little part of the thing. Our brains are strong enough, if not stronger. I'm just saying.
Well, you know, more women graduate college than men. Just saying.
Women are smarter than men. It's that is proven. So let's not go there. And men don't like to hear it, but
no.
Scientists and men themselves have said it. So men themselves have said it. So you guys need to argue with those men. Don't argue with me.
You don't sell tickets. No, okay. You're right. You know what? At the end of this,
you're going to be selling tickets. Well, we don't sell tickets, but the thing is, so why are they in Madison Square Garden? If it's so small, it would be a small venue. They don't need such a big venue, right? So obviously it's big enough. So no, I'm not buying any of that, because then it would be in a smaller venue. Discuss offline with Mark.
But you know, it's okay, because you know, when I was in college, this is how I made my money. Men would always, because men would always underestimate, and I would make sure that I would put on the tightest jeans, the tightest shirt, and I would drag race my friend Lenny's car, pull up to the line, and I'd be like, oh my God, you and smoke their asses in the turn. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. And that is, I think this has to be a longer conversation because this is not even a conversation of tonight. So, girl.
You went in, girl. I was like, I tried. I was like, okay, I guess I'm just, this is solo act. I'm like, this, I tried. What did you do right now? I couldn't.
Mark, you're right. Lady support, lady sports. And men should support lady sports as well.
Well, yes. Because what does that mean? So then men should support lady sports?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know. I feel like that's so not true. You know? So if you have a female jockey and a male jockey, you think the male jockey should make more money than the female jockey? How does that work? I don't get it.
I'm going to put a pin in this. I'm going to put a pin in it and just. So
we're going to take a break.
We're going to take a break.
Yes. So please like, follow, subscribe the Evening Rush Network. And we're coming back. We're going to talk about, what are we talking about, Cash?
We'll talk about it when we come back.
Okay.
Hey, what's up, you guys? It's your girl, Chrissy, here to let you know that the Evening Rush Network now has an app. Yes, an app, you guys. So you can stay connected on the go and watch all your favorite podcast shows. You can download the app at Google Play Store or Apple iTunes. So spread the word. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Also, if you're looking to start a podcast and really don't know how, well, hit us up at theeveningrushnetwork@gmail.com and inquire about time slots, pricings, and everything you may need to get started. We got you. Join the winning team, the Evening Rush Network. And also, download that app. What are you waiting for? Get to it.
The Evening Rush Entertainment presents the Still in Love Tour Concert at 2685 Penthouse Lounge, August 10th, featuring Nequasia, Essence Official, Jay Relentless, with special guest Bri Anani and Zay Heffin. Get your tickets now and be a part. You don't want to miss this of an amazing night of RB.
You're now listening to the Evening Rush.
Hello, hello, hello. We are back. We had to take a short break. And we're moving to our topic tonight. Do you
What's the topic
tonight is, do you pet it? So, you know, we're talking about mental health because it's mental health. This month of May is mental health. So our topic tonight is talking about the power of pets. If she likes it, the power of pets. So
I know, guys. I can't talk. You can't hear me. So should I go out and come back in? do you pet it? Okay, so where's, hello? All right, so I guess we're missing Cash. I didn't understand that Cash was missing. I thought it was me. I thought I was the one with the technical difficulties, but she had problems before. Okay, so we're talking about pets. One thing that pets do is reduce stress. So, yes. So during when we had the pandemic, a lot of people were feeling isolated and stressed out because they were afraid they were going to get sick, and they actually went out and bought pets. And as a result of that, we now have a lot of pets, and we also have pets that can go into stores and that we never had before. You know, people bring their pets in a lot of places where they were not before we had the pandemic, couldn't bring their pets. And also, like, I got a pet during the pandemic because I wanted to go for a walk. I wanted to feel that companionship. So, you know, I did get a pet, and you know, I love my dog and I enjoy it. I don't know where Cash is. Hopefully she's going to come back, but I enjoy being with my pet. I know anybody else. I mean, I know Iris has a cat, and Cash actually has two dogs, and her brother has another dog. So she's got Maltese, and I have a Bichon Poo because I have allergies. And so it's, you know, it works for me. But that's the number one, thing that your pet does is it reduces your stress. And let me just tell you, I think right now everybody and their mother is, you know, the inflation and house prices are up, and like, it's just, everybody's got stress, and animals just help make you, it's a de-stressor, and they just give you all the love, and for me it works. And let me just tell you something, I did not have a dog prior to this, and I did not want a dog, and now I don't think I could be without my dog. Like, I am so attached to her, like it's not even a little bit. Yes, I do, my little Lola. Yes, Iris has a pet Lola, and she's so cute. And she's like, you can put her on TikTok. She's a very cute cat. So, but like, Iris, I'm saying, so before you had this cat, like, you, it doesn't make you feel better at home, the having the cat? You know, like, it's like, it's, you come in and you have, it's like some another entity is there. Yeah, see, I don't remember my life without Teddy. My dog is named Teddy. She's a girl, but because she looks like a teddy bear to me. I'll show you her in a minute. She's sleeping, and I don't want to wake her up and let her start barking all over the place. But anyway, my pet's named Teddy, and it's because she looks like a teddy bear. And everybody's like, why would you name a girl Teddy? But she looks like a teddy bear to me, so I named her Teddy Bear. So anyway, and okay, companionship and less loneliness, especially for people over 65. They retire, and a lot of times their significant other they've been divorced or passed away, and they are lonely. And I feel like, so having a pet, you know, not only de-stresses, but it makes them feel less lonely. They have somebody. Most people talk to their pets like they're a human being. They say, I'm going to give you food in a minute. Like I say all the time, I'm like, Teddy, I'm going to get food in a minute. You want to go for a walk? Like, they talk to their pets just as if their pet was like a friend of theirs. And that is so important to your mental health. It you know what I mean? It just is. So I feel like having a pet, you know, not only de-stresses you, it gives you that companionship, especially if you're older. And also, you know, it's not only the elderly. A lot of people who have only children have a cat or a dog. I mean, and they have fish and all other things, yes, but they have a cat or a dog, and it makes it, it you know, if you're not going to have another sibling, it's like having a companion who lives in your house. You have friends who, you know, go, you know, they go in and out of your house. They visit, you have play dates or whatever, but this is your companion that's always with you. And if you have an only child, I think it's so cool to have, you know, a pet, a dog, a cat, something so that they don't feel alone. They feel that companionship. And I guess Cash is not still coming out. Like, I thought I was the one with the problem. But anyway, so hopefully Cash is going to come on. She can talk about her two dogs. She has Maltese and they're really cute. All right. So next we're going to talk about this was really interesting to me. Well, companionship and loneliness. Yes. Well, we already discussed that, but I can elaborate because for me, my kids now are older and they're gone and I'm divorced and I'm by myself. I do have a significant other, but he lives like 2 hours away. And so I have my life here, and having Teddy is wonderful for me. Like it just is. I take her almost everywhere. I take her in stores. I take her in shops. I have a stroller for her. If I feel like it's going to be a problem, I take her in the stroller so she can't really, you know, get out. But I take her for 2 mile walks every day. I started walking 2 miles a day because of Teddy. So, and I don't feel like I'm walking by myself when I'm walking with her. So for me, it's, you know, having a dog has made a tremendous difference in my life. And like Iris said, I don't remember what life was without the dog. Like, they are part of the family. Yes, Nicole. They love you regardless. Yes, your pet. Yes, when your health changes, your pet, your health. Yes, yes, Nikki. When your health changes, your pet doesn't care. So, and when you get older and you're losing your hair or you get, you know, you eat a little too much and get heavier, your pet doesn't care. So your pet loves you regardless. So that's the thing that it's unconditional love that you get. And like when I come to my house and I'm in my car and sometimes I'm talking on the phone and I don't come in right away, my dog is at the window jumping up and down going, come on, come on. And as soon as I open that car door, she runs to the front door waiting for me to open the door. I mean, that is love that, you know, and you're by yourself and you're still getting that love when you come home. There is a dog, cat, bird, whatever. They're happy that you're home. So I feel like that just makes a difference in our lives. Next, we have pet. This is it. The pet therapy, stroking. This is really interesting for me because stroking your pet, just petting your pet, what I call petting your pet, but stroking your pet does all kinds of things for your health, not only your mental health, but it actually reduces your blood pressure. It calms your nerves. I mean, I'm like just petting your pet. So you're just petting your pet and it's actually doing something to your body physically. It's actually changing, like bringing your blood pressure down and changing some things that are going on inside. And I'm like, that is so cool to me. Like, who knew? Back. Oh my God.
I'm back. I apologize. It's crazy. But you did it. I'm so proud of you, relationship-ish.
Girl. Like, what? I'm like, this. But I didn't know Don was telling me, people, I'm just going to tell you the real. The producer was telling me to talk, but I wasn't talking because I was like, I can't hear anything. So I think, I'm like, so she needs to continue. And so I'm like, okay, I'll talk, but no one can hear me. And then I was like, okay. So what happened? You don't know?
Technical, but we keep it moving. That's what we do. We're performers. Sean is, I had a cat and I kept her calm. So this is definitely, what kind of cat did he have? I missed something. Wait a minute. Some juicy.
You kept the cat. No, it's not the cat. You kept the cat keeps you calm. What? The cat keeps you calm.
All right.
But so we're up to the petting. How the petting helps.
I love petting.
Your blood pressure. Yeah, I know you do.
Oh.
It helps with your blood pressure and it helps relax you. And but one thing I wanted to say is in the United States, 66% of the people in the United States have pets of some kind. And 86 million that's 86 million pets in our homes, and 65 million are dogs, 46 million are cats, and 11 million. What do you think 11 million is? What do you think 11 million?
You said dogs, cats, so,
and one more.
I want to say birds, but fish. How about fish?
It's fish. Girl, yes, 11 million of us have fish. I had fish when my kids were little because I did not need a dog in the mix with the, I didn't need it. And plus my allergies were really bad and I didn't know there was such a thing as dogs, like hyperallergenic dogs. And plus I didn't need a dog anyway. I had enough with my two kids and baseball and soccer and school plays and my other job. Like I could not have handled a pet. Now they're grown and I'm good. But yes, stroking your pet does so many good things for you. Besides lowering your blood pressure, calming you down.
I want to change to dictionary. If stroking the pet calms you down, can I change what a pet is in a dictionary? Never mind. What?
Girl.
I'm sorry. You know my mind goes away, yes. Comes back. So
yes, you can snuggle with your pet. It is so sweet when they snuggle with you. Yes. So do you sleep with your pet with your cat, Iris? Do you sleep with your cat? Like, because my dog sleeps in my bed. Like, I'm just saying. Your dog sleep in your bed?
You know my dog sleeps in my bed. My dog is, you know, I have such a funny story,
mm-hmm.
but we're going to talk about that later because pet therapy is real. I agree. So she comes and goes. Yeah. Cause she's a cat. She has no loyalty. Cats have no loyalty.
Oh no. I don't believe that, Iris. I don't believe that cats have no, that's
cats bad. Have no loyalty. And if you disagree, call 929-282-0266. Again, 929-282-0266. Because I know cats have no loyalty. I'm just going to let you know. Talking about, I have a pet turtle. That turtle's going to snap you off.
Who has a pet turtle?
There's people out there who have pet
Yes,
turtles.
I thought somebody wrote that. I was like, okay, somebody, okay. No.
No pets in the bed. Dog lick you in the mouth.
No, I cannot.
Okay, that's
so that's
thing.
That's some
shenanigans.
I was going to use, there's another word like shenanigans, but it was, never mind. I better not.
She has toys. Oh, wait. Who has toys? Nina, this is getting me excited. Do you want to pet it? Oh, she has toys. She needs to attack. Yes, I agree. At night. So she spends most of the night with me. Wait. Oh, she's talking about the cat. My bad. I was thinking.
Girl, what are you? You're thinking of something else. Of course you were.
The toys. I was like, go on, attack. But she's talking about the cat.
Cat sleeps. Yes, the dog sleeps in my bed. So I'm like wondering how that works when I, you know, really like get married or live with somebody. How that works out.
Well, you know,
Yeah.
If you over 65, mm-hmm. The pets in your bed reduces distress in the heart attacks.
In your bed.
Yeah, so you should start, you know.
Yeah, but okay, and so what do you do when you guys are making love? What do you do with your pet? You just go ahead?
Pet, no, no. Because Cindy, you feel weird. I'm like covering her eyes. Yeah,
I'm just like, wondering because I'm just wondering when the pet is in your bed.
Girl, you go just the pet. Bye, pet.
Because I'm like, so what do you do about that? Like, what is that?
Has to go so I can get petted.
Okay. So if the pet's in the bed with you and you roll over in the middle of the night and you decide to get frisky, you going to get rid of the dogs in the bed? Or are you just going to get frisky with the dogs in the bed?
My dog just goes. Because I'm like, and the dog goes.
That's when they got to go to the living room. Yeah, that's when they got to go to the living room.
Oh, that's not the topic tonight. I'm sorry. So what's the next one up? Reduces psychological stress. So that's like mental anguish. That's like getting it out because you're stroking it. And that's a different stress from you told me it was like the other stress was like.
There's people who get stressed out about being alone. They have no kids or their kids are grown. Or their kids have gone to school, whatever, and they're alone. Pets help with that kind of stress. It's not stress about bills. Pets also help with the pets. If you have bills and you don't know how you're going to pay, your pet helps calm you. That gets rid of that stress too, or helps with that. But this stress is basically about emotions and being alone and feeling unloved and unliked and whatever, or feeling that you don't have like anybody in your life. Pets help with that, so that's a different kind of stress. And that is so if you're feeling lonely, get a cat or a dog. I prefer dogs. Iris prefers cats, but either one will do. They will love you just the same. We have a friend that has 5 cats. Yes, we do. And she loves every single one of them. But that's a little much for me, but it's not, you know, if she's happy, she likes it. I love it. Just not at my house because that will kill my allergies.
Well, I think I'm allergic to cats because every time I'm around them, I scratch and itch.
Mm-hmm. And my asthma acts up, so I don't need to be going. So I'm not going to be visiting Iris anytime soon because I will just be in the hospital.
Go for it.
Okay.
Next up, we have increases physical activity. Now, that is a real thing because mm-hmm. having a pet allows you to take a walk. Well, see, this is the thing about it, though. Increases physical activity. No, because you have to get up. You got to feed them. You got to walk them. You got to pet them. You got to play with them. And mm-hmm. no matter what kind of animal, unless you have a turtle, it's going to be moving faster than what you're moving. Or tortoise, right?
Or fish. If you're feeding the fish, you still have to feed the fish or take care of the tank. You still have to take care of the tank. You clean it. Clean it out. So no matter what, you have to do something. You can't just leave the fish in a dirty tank. So you clean out the tank, feed the fish, you know, go to the pet store, get the pet food, or get it from Amazon, I guess. But you still, no matter what, a pet increases your activity. For me, I did not walk 2 miles a day before I got my dog. And when I first started walking, I just walked like, you know, half a mile and then we increased it little by little, but I needed to increase it by little because I couldn't walk that far, you know? So now we both walk 2 miles, but you know.
Yeah, the turtles cleaning out that nasty tank.
Yeah, the turtles are like, but I mean, I know that people love their pets. And my daughter has a gecko and she's got a frog, a tree frog or whatever. She loves them. But I don't get that same nurturing kind of love from those. That's, but she does. She, you know, like, but she loves her pet. So, I mean,
or a person who has a snake. You ever touch a snake?
Yes.
It didn't feel like I thought it was going to feel. I thought it was going to feel like slimy or whatever. Mm-hmm. But when you pet it, it's like a smooth, it feels just like a, what they say, snake skin. I was like, oh, but I still wouldn't have one. Oh, nope.
Yeah, I don't want anything. But fish, you have to clean out the tank. And then you have goldfish. Well, we had goldfish. And the only reason we had goldfish is because they're like, they're going to die the next month. Okay, a year and a half later, we still have goldfish. I was just like, what? What happened to they're going to die? They didn't die. But my kids enjoyed them, but they didn't die. So, yes, the snake skin is smooth and cold. Yes.
So let me tell you how I increased my physical activity this weekend with a bird. Story time. There was a bird. Well, we didn't know what it was. It was something scratching in my ceiling going. And I was like, what the hell is that? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm running up the stairs, down the stairs, because my brother goes and gets ready to cut it out of the ceiling. I don't know if it's a what it is, a squirrel, a rodent, a something. And so you see me on camera run up the stairs, and I have nothing in my hand at first, and I run back
down the stairs. Of course she's filming it.
I run back up the stairs with a broom, and I'm like, this is not big enough, because it is falling out the ceiling, and it's a rat. What am I going to do? So I run back down the stairs. I run back up the stairs. Now I have a rake, because a rake is bigger and it can protect your face. And so then I'm like, I'm ready. And he's like, oh, shit. Beat a head. I'm like, oh. I run back down the stairs. Eventually, he got it out the wall. It was a bird. So I did increase my physical activity this weekend. But it wasn't a pet. It wasn't a pet.
It flew out the window. Saying,
mm-hmm. It flew out the window.
And you're going to see the finish more. Yeah, hopefully you won't have any more. So health benefits for seniors, what do we got?
Health benefits for seniors, people who are over 65, it's been in a study. They found that they had 30% less doctor's visits when they had a pet, because the senior citizen, they had someone still to take care of, right? It wasn't like there was an empty nest and they're just sitting by themselves. They have to get up. They have to move. They have to make sure that the pet is being taken care of, loved, handled. And it's like the personal touch, right? The senior citizen, maybe they're a widow or widower. And so they are still having close contact. So if you're a senior citizen, a dog or a cat, or not a mouse, please don't have a gerbil, because that's not going to work for me.
Go ahead and have your gerbil.
You have less of doctor's visits. So there we go.
Yeah. Well, that makes a difference. Pets make a difference in our lives. That's why so many millions of people have pets. They just do. I mean, but let me just tell you something. If you don't have time to put in with your pet, like if you have a job that's from 7 to 7, maybe you should not have a pet till your work life calms down, because I don't think it's fair to have a dog or a cat just sitting in the house all day. Like, I'm just saying, if you have a job that's crazy, maybe you should reconsider having a pet for a little while, because
cool. You know. Iris said that they bring kittens and puppies to the nursing home to get some loving.
Yes.
That's so nice. That's so cool.
But also to get the loving for the pets, but it also for the people at the nursing home. And also at my sister's hospital, they bring the pets in for cancer patients. They bring the dogs in for cancer patients at the kids. My sister's a child psychologist, and they bring the dogs in for cancer patients, the little kids. And, it's therapy. So obviously, it works, It makes them happy. It makes the pets happy, and it makes the people happy. Pets make you happy, people. Pets make you happy. Right. I agree. Yes, we're happy. You agree. So, anything else you got to say on pets? Nothing about pets.
No, I'm just. I was just thinking, like, what made me pause when I was looking up these things to, to present, because I love my pet. Do you pet it? I love my pet. So it's like to know that there are so many great benefits that I have. It's just not because I felt lonely or whatever. It's reducing my stress, my heart rate. And to know that when I get older, I might have 30% less doctor's visits.
Girl, that's what I'm trying to say.
And I need to, so I was just surprised about the doctor's visits, and it's actually, going through. And I think you were telling me that if you have a wound
in
a dog.
Yeah, it's a dog. Yeah. They have dogs lick some wounds of patients the wounds aren't healing, and something in the dog's saliva, their DNA, actually increases our ability to heal some wounds. So that's actually a thing, and that's been proven. So they're just helpful all the way around. And yes, they wear badges
they're working.
They wear badges. The dogs wear badges because they are actually working. They consider working on
adults. Oh, and pets cost money, so make sure you can afford that. That is so true.
You never said a lie. They do cost money, but they are well worth it because they increase the quality of your life.
So,
vets is real.
So, I mean, in this month of May, knowing that month of May is mental health month, right? So take a moment, take a pause, and think about if you're lonely, if you're feeling some kind of way, maybe you should think about a pet. And don't go too straight to a dog. You can watch fish, because the motion of the fish is actually calming and reduces your cholesterol level. I learned that too. I was like, there are so many benefits of pets. Watching fish in a tank lowers your cholesterol level. Mm-hmm. Girl, I'm into seafood, but girl, now you
have to really see the food.
So don't forget to share, like, follow, subscribe, because we're here. Download the Evening Rush Network app, because tell your friend, tell your cousin, tell your brother, tell your mother, tell your grandmother. Did people tell their grandmother?
Yeah, tell a friend to tell a friend. Follow us on Facebook, TikTok, YouTube. We're everywhere.
So to run down our summary of the night, do you pet it? Because do you pet it? It's real. It's not just about always the bump and grind. Sometimes it's just relaxing with your pet. Do you pet it? It reduces stress. Having pets reduce stress. There's companionship. You feel less lonely. There's pet therapy. Actually stroking lowers your heart rate, lowers your cholesterol. It reduces psychological stress, and it increases physical activity, because when you're with your pet, you're going to have to take care of it. And the health benefits for your senior citizen, maybe your grandmother, your mom, it will help them stay here longer, because it's less visits to the doctor, and because there's less things wrong with you. So that's our Do You Pet It? V, what are we talking about next week?
We're talking about online dating. That's what we're talking about. Yeah.
Online
dating. And we actually might have a special guest next week.
Oh, my. A special. Oh my. Yes.
Yes.
Mm. Is it is it Missy? Because if it's Missy, I got to wear something different.
You and Missy, I don't even know. I hope Missy watches.
I want to thank our guests for watching, for joining us, for loving
and supporting us. We appreciate you.
And thank you for our producer and the Evening Rush Network. We'll see you next week on Relationship-ish. I'm Cash.
And I'm Dee.
This is
Enjoy Your Week. This is Relationship.
See you next Thursday.